Eliot says, "I believe there is such a thing as self-esteem and self-image, but I do not think that it is something that you and I ought to be paying much attention to. Life is too short for that, as far as I'm concerned." She says, "I would much rather use the energy and the time that I have and direct it towards knowing God, worshiping God, loving God, finding out who He is, and daily praying that He will make me much more like Himself." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliott, and I happen to be a grandmother, and I'm talking about grandmothers this week. And I was reading yesterday from the works of a very wise woman who spent her life in the education of girls. And she says this: what do we want to bring up? Not good non-entities who are merely good because they're not bad. There are too many of them already. No trouble to anyone, only disappointing. So good that they ought to be so much better, if only they would. But who can make them will to be something more, to become, as Montalembert said, a fact instead of remaining but a shadow, an echo, a ruin? Those who have to educate them to something higher must themselves have an idea of what they want. They must believe in the possibility of every mind and character to be lifted up to something better than it has already attained. They must themselves be striving for some higher excellence and must believe and care deeply for the things they teach. For no one can be educated by maxim and precept. It is the life lived, and the things loved, and the ideals believed in, by which we tell one upon another. Now that should give you some ideas about how to pray for your grandchildren. We live in a time when there is not much in the way of a call to something higher and something better. Democracy has the very lamentable quality of pulling the higher down to the lower rather than lifting the lower up to the higher. And remember that every time you see or talk to or write to your grandchildren, it may not be the words that they will remember, but there's a quality of life that they are going to observe in some way through you, their grandmothers. How do you live before them? What things do you love? What ideals do you believe in? Those are the things that your children, in subtle and perhaps unconscious ways, are going to absorb. If we want integrity of character, steadiness, reliability, courage, thoroughness, all the harder qualities that serve as backbones, we at least make others want them also, and strive for them by the power of example. Not that we set it deliberately as a good example, for that's as tame as a precept, but the example of the life that is lived and the truths that are honestly believed in. I got a very disturbing letter, which is not by any means the only one. I get letters about this question every now and then from younger women wondering about the way old people are spending their time these days. Wasting their time might be a better word. Well, I talked about a grandmother's responsibility to pray, and I'm sure that there's no better way to spend your free time than to pray. Let me read this letter that I received. While listening to another Christian radio program, I recently heard someone say that stay-at-home moms have no support group anymore. In the days before we were, quote, liberated, unquote, and before we started moving around so much, women had the support of their mothers, sisters, and others in a close-knit community. Well, there are some of us who live near our families who still have no support from them. I live across the street from my parents, who are retired. They travel all over the country and the world. They are members of 4 senior citizens groups, Homemakers Club, the local civic club, and the Retired Teachers Club. They are active in church and teach Sunday school. They plant a big garden every year and have other hobbies that fill up their, quote, free time, unquote. I can't help feeling like my son and I are in the last place in their priorities. I love staying at home with my son, but mothering has not been easy for me. I worked for 11 years before having a baby at age 33. Besides having postpartum depression for a year after the birth, I had a lot of struggles in learning how to mother a difficult baby. When my son was about 8 months old, my mother came to me and suggested that if I was so depressed and unhappy, I would probably be better off to put Stephen in daycare and get a job. I was so deeply hurt by her comment that I couldn't even respond. Instead of feeling that my mother is my support, I feel that she is an enemy who tears me down rather than builds me up. This may sound like a bitter letter, but I am not bitter towards my mother anymore. I have lowered my expectations of her and look to God to provide the grace to love her. I hope that sometime you will discuss the responsibilities of older women. Well, that's exactly what I want to do today. In an article from a newspaper that somebody sent me, this was from the Washington Times, revolutionary power that women hold is the subject of an editorial. An essayist named Barbara Ehrenreich had written about revolutionary power in that Time magazine special on women. And this writer, Suzanne Fields, writes, Ms. Ehrenreich rails against the male values, competitiveness, and devil-may-care profiteering in an essay neatly nestled among ads depicting women who like to go buying and who wear diamond tennis bracelets. I've seen those diamond tennis bracelets, and I think, what else will the merchandisers think of to get our money? That was not in the editorial. That was Elizabeth Elliot's editorial note. Going on with Suzanne Fields, the majority of Times young women say it's important to have a long and happy marriage and raise well-adjusted children than to have a successful career. But an astonishing 48% of the young men interviewed say they're interested in staying home with their children. The researchers round up the token house husband to make him tell how happy a man can be being Mr. Mama, to drive home the argument that the 50s nuclear family was an aberration. If it's an aberration, says Suzanne Fields, why do so many women long for the aberration now that it's so difficult to attain? One of the more poignant remarks buried in the celebration of the new family arrangements is offered by T. Barry Brazelton, a pediatrician, of women who long to be nuked back to the Stone Age of the nuclear family. Working mothers are so overwhelmed by guilt, he says, that they detach from the baby because it's the only way they have of coping. What's missing from these pages are the cries and whispers of little children who yearn to spend more time with their mothers. Instead, tears are celebrated in men who are desperately seeking manhood, who have the courage to embrace each other to find a firm shoulder to cry on. Modern feminism has opened doors to a variety of jobs for women. It has broken down crippling stereotypes, but it also has made it increasingly difficult for women who want to be full-time mothers to do so with dignity and public approval, for men to choose to bear the full financial responsibility of a family, and for men and women to enjoy the delicious differences that make happy warriors of the soldiers of the war between the sexes. The difference between my mother and me, asks an attractive woman in a Sears ad in the women's issue. She still thinks software is a nightgown. She's right, says Suzanne Fields. Her mother would phrase it differently. The difference between my daughter and me, she would ask poignantly. She thinks software is a computer. Somebody's missing something. I say amen and amen to that. And I read this to you grandmothers. Think of what your grandchildren are up against in school, in daycare, in the neighborhood, at work, because of TV, movies, books required by public schools, friends, and associates. As a grandmother, I plead with you to consider the power at your disposal. Does your daughter or your son need support in staying home? Does your son need support in being the sole financial provider for his family? It's tough. My heart goes out to the men who are scared to death to get married because they're afraid they won't be able to support a family in the manner to which women have now become accustomed. I was talking to a young mother the other day whose husband is a seminary professor, and I know he's not making a lot of money. We were talking about a certain young man who seemed to be very timid and hesitant about proposing to a girl. And she said, if only these men nowadays could realize, we're not asking for everything. We're not asking for all the material things. What we want is love and a stable home and the privilege of being mothers and staying home with our children. And if there's an emergency, she said, we're willing to sacrifice, we're willing to pitch in and help. But they need all the help they can get from their parents. They don't need to be torn down and criticized and, worst of all, it seems to me, neglected. This idea of women holding revolutionary power. Well, it's revolutionary, yes, if it's the power of God and the power of prayer. And we do not know how far those prayers may go. The Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And of course, the word man is a generic term. It applies just as much to us women, doesn't it? Are your prayers constant? Are they regular? Are they earnest? Are they honest? Are they specific? Do you pray for each child by name? Do you pray that God will provide the right Christian spouse for that child in his time? Let's spend time on our knees for those children. May God help us to be faithful in that task.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.